could see your future again.
Cowboy George from The Fall.
Since the spots, Robert.
From the current LP, out on Domino, Your Future, Our Clotter.
Buffet again.
The great privilege of hanging out with The Fall's Engine Room backstage in Birmingham recently. To wit, Peter G on guitar and the two relatively young lads, Kieran and Dave. I should explain, to break the ice, I took a load of 10p records I just got from the local record and tape exchange for them to pick one and keep one each. And therefore, I should also explain that Darts and Shawaddy Waddy were two rock and roll revival groups of the 70s. They're always in the charts. Despite looking as though they'd just been working on the bins. Anyway, here's the worker bees of The Fall to introduce themselves.
I'm Dave Spur, I play the bass.
I'm Kieran Mellon, play drums.
I'm Peter Greenway, I play guitar.
Congratulations on the album, it's fantastic, but I'm thinking that the kind of Pro Tools laptop way that things are recorded these days
doesn't work. Sit
nicely for The Fall. How was the album done?
Basically, get into the studio, get ideas down, see what Mark wants to do. He comes in, talks to us about it, tries to relay what he wants us to do, feeds it into a kind of fashion where it sounds pretty good. I'm with you, Rock.
I'm never disputing that. How does the creative process work then, Dave?
We all put our ideas forward, and then, like I say, just get filtered through Mark. Whatever he likes, we keep. Maybe Mark will just come up to us and he'll hum something to us, right, what he wants, and we'll just put that down. And
but it's all done live. The whole album is done live. You know, which is a first for us, like compared to the last album, Poo or Wax, which was more loops and you know, some of it was done in one take. You know, even with vocals. So
Pete, question for you, Pete. Actually, do you think what The Fall do is a branch of art or a branch of show business?
both, really. Sorry, it's not a good answer, but it's. I think the shows are very much. It is show business, isn't it? It's with what Mark does on the stage and rearranging the stage as he goes. But it's both at the same time. It's part of the show, but it's part of what a lot of people come to see. But at the same time, he does it for effect. So in that way, it's art.
Do you think that The Fall have peers, or are The Fall number one in a field of one? Kieran.
Oh yeah, definitely number one in a field of in a world of their own, a universe of their own. You know, people try and copy The Fall, but I don't think any. Mark's a unique in his.
It's a very weird, we're a weird thing, innit? I don't think there's many bands with the same sort of fan base.
Yeah. Do you have to explain to people when you turn up at venues this early exactly what's going to happen? How aware are they of what's going to happen on stage?
We've got to be very clear. You know, we always ask, have you done The Fall before? Do you know who The Fall are? Yeah. And usually they do, or, you know, one person does. And so they, you know, it's very unusual what the setup on stage is. I don't think many bands have the same.
Well, it makes sense in a way. You know, singer comes on, there's three mics for him to choose from. He's going to decide which one's got the best fallback. It always made perfect sense to me. Does it ever aggravate you with what Mark does on stage?
Not at all. It's very much part of the whole show, though, isn't it? You know, and it's like it might turn Pete down, and that, like, they usually put it through the front, but we always make sure they put it just on the microphone, so when Mark turns Pete down, he's down, and everybody can hear him down. But he'll wait for the perfect moment to just bang it right back up to 10, you know. He does it really well, like.
Where do The Fall do the best business? What territories?
Glasgow. Yeah. No, the most up for it crowds are Glasgow.
Right.
Well, so I've seen, anyway. It just seems like we play at the ferry, the crowds are just completely insane. They're really, really up for it.
What about other countries, Dave?
It's just surprises. It surprises me wherever we go. Places like Serbia and Estonia and Croatia and things, just amazes me how we've got a following there. It's brilliant, isn't it? Pack places out where you'd never think anyone would be into the fall.
Yeah, Pete, what's the worst place for the fall? Where do the fall do the worst business?
That's terrible. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to tonight.
Morale appears high. There doesn't seem to be struggling to think of a bad one.
No, it's totally been great all through.
That's really.
We've just come across that darts record. Pete, who would win in a fight, darts or Shawdy Waddy?
It depends if Den Hegarty's involved.
Yeah, it's exactly the same thing. That's it, because Den Hegarty would feel no pain.
Well, also, he's got the eyes at the side of his head, so he can see 360.
I'm saying that Rita would fight dirty. And I always thought the Shawdy Waddy, being proper Teddy Boys with carry flick knives, I always thought Shawdy Waddy would be tooled up.
Okay.
So, Dave, how did you get involved with the fall?
A friend of Mark's, he saw me playing bass in a pub at a jam night.
Right.
He came up to me and we just got talking. I was really drunk at that point, and after that, I had no idea, no recollection of seeing him whatsoever. Okay. I saw him again a few weeks later. Same thing happened, I had no recollection of seeing him. And same thing happened again a few weeks later. He'd mentioned Mark a few times, and I remembered it that time, and I made arrangements to go and see Mark, and then ended up in Norway a few weeks after that.
How familiar were you two young'uns with the work of the great man?
Never heard anything. Total new thing. Me and him were in a heavy metal band.
Because I think that's what adds to this terrific sound that you guys are formulating now, the fact that you've come from a completely different area. I think that's really clear.
Yeah, I'd not heard of the fall before I got to do, to do with it, but it's strange, you kind of get more interested as you go along, but I think Mark likes the fact that I've not heard of him before, so, yeah.
Let's get through these records then, lads. Come on, you've got to pick a disc. You can go for the LPs as well. Now, Pete has gone for the best of Duane Eddy. Pete, why have you gone for the best of Duane Eddy?
Because it's obviously not the best of Duane Eddy.
There's a few left fields as it's on Camden, yeah. I think as a guitarist, you should.
Well, there's no Peter Gunn on there, so here we go. And there's no Fat Boys as well, so it's obviously not the best.
Best of Duane Eddy, it's yours with my compliments.
You.
Kieran, you've gone for... Rock and Roll, I Gave You the Best Years of My Life. Yeah. Is that something that speaks to you, clearly?
I like the title.
Dave, you've gone for the Doobie Brothers. Tell us why.
Doobie Brothers. Because I've played Long Train Running in about 100 different bands and a million different pubs.
I hope you dig the left field. Well, listen, gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. A real pleasure and a privilege and an honour to be. Essentially, I now regard myself part of the full road crew, having bought in two guitars.